Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Researchers did a DNA survey of Loch Ness. Okay. Nobody's fucking around now.
Okay.
DNA?
Yeah.
DNA?
Yeah, get in there.
Hey, everything in this fucking water, we're going to check out their DNA.
Hell yeah.
Guess what they found?
Nothing.
A paleosaur.
Shut up.
No, they didn't.
Aww. Yeah, why'd you do that?
I just wanted you to think the world was fun for a second.
He crushed it.
But how fun was it? For 1 second, you thought the world could be fun again. Welcome to the Shit They Don't Tell You podcast. My name is Steve Green, and today's show is brought to you by Assors, a new show from Steven Comedy.
No.
Brent.
I'm Nikki Limo, and this show is brought to you by Big Mood. It's a
great podcast
you should listen to right after this
show. The show is absolutely brought to you by Asslords, my brand new show on Steve Green Comedy.
It's Big Mood.
And that's where the show that tries to hook you up and tries to get
okay,
you
ready. Okay, can we just have a good show here first?
I would love to.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, you are listening indeed to the Shit What They Do Not Tell You podcast. And they call me Iceman. A lot of people call me Ace. A lot of people call me Steve. That's fine, too.
A lot of people would say that Icemen don't exist. Huh? Would you say that?
There's a lot of mixed information about that, actually.
Are Icemen the same as Yetis, or are they different species?
There's a different species.
Oh.
Completely.
Oh, yeah, because Yetis have hair.
So. that's all we got for you today, folks. It's been a 1 minute podcast. Thanks for listening.
Go listen to Big Mood next.
I have to go to my fake account now and write how Nikki's a bitch. So I'm going to be busy for the next 30 seconds.
Iceman 69 has been banned from my channel, so I won't be reading it.
Well, I have an Iceman 71.
Okay.
So here we go. So today we're talking about all kinds of sick ass, quote, mythical creatures.
Yeah.
But I do not believe that all of these are mythical. Indeed, I do believe that some of these actually exist.
This topic was actually suggested by one of our patrons, Florian, shout out.
Huge shout
out.
And
he called him a cryptozoid, but he's also German, so like we don't really know if
he's
that's the word.
He's also a big time nerd, so we don't even know if that's a real word.
Yeah, he's like a scientist and he's like super smart and blah, blah, blah. And his kids are like 5 and they build like crazy machines and stuff. Like they are more advanced than I will ever be in my lifetime, but you know what? This was a good topic.
But don't call it a cryptozoid, dude. Like, don't take the good name of crypto and drag it down into this.
Oh, I thought you would think that was sick that it's called a cryptozoid.
I think it should be crypto like zoid, because then like
well, maybe it is cryptozoid, and I just read it differently.
Well, whatever it is, I think that the name crypto should be left in its own hemisphere.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much.
That's kind of sad.
And so today, Nikki, I would like to ask you several questions.
Okay, I love questions.
Okay. Have you ever heard about
that is this the same question?
Have you ever heard about the vampires?
Yeah.
Okay.
The fuck?
What do you know about the vampires?
Is this a trick question?
No.
All right. Well, I heard that they live in Transylvania for one. They suck blood. They don't age. So Angelina Jolie is 100% a vampire. I firmly believe that.
True.
They have fangs. They get turned into dust by the sun. They don't like garlic, which could never be friends with me. You have they can only come in if you invite them in.
Oh shit.
They sleep you know in everything. Coffins.
I got nothing left.
Okay.
That's everything about vampires there is.
So this is the second ending of the show already? 3 minutes
I think
in?
We're done, guys.
Jeez.
Wow. I was not expecting that.
You're losing everybody.
I thought we were going to go through the list of each individual thing. Like
tell me
10
something.
Minutes per.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
Is there something that you can tell me that I don't know about vampires?
Okay. So this is pretty interesting, I thought.
Okay.
So everyone knows about the mythical vampires or vampires.
I heard that Dracula was based off a real person.
He was. His name is Vlad.
Vladimir?
Dracul. But they called him Vlad the Impaler. They called him a bunch of different names.
Why do
they
call him Dracula? Isn't that like a feminine, putting an A on the end of it?
Kind of I don't sounds... know, dude. It's fucking Romania.
Okay, I don't know.
I don't know shit about Romania back then, especially. Yeah. So yeah, this is like 1400s, right?
He had a cool house.
And this cat, he has a sick house. Called it almost like a castle.
Yeah, definitely a castle.
And he was like a bad motherfucker, that guy. Like, he was like not a nice man. And when he ruled, because he only was like alive for like 45 years, which back then was like very normal.
Wow.
Yeah. So think about that, dude. To be remembered from history 600 years later. And
you were only like a middle-aged dude.
You just lived for 40 years.
Huh.
Like, you had to make a fucking impact, dude. That guy was fucking... He could, like, come out the womb just swinging swords and shit.
Well, yeah.
Just
I mean, like, I imagine if you have fangs and bite people and suck their blood, that kind of makes an impact.
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't have the fangs, though. So what happened was he was just, like, a hardcore ruler who, like, didn't take shit and, like, went warring all the time.
Oh, so he was a ruler.
Yeah, he went hard, too.
I thought he was just a rich dude in a castle that, like, had creepy fetishes.
He didn't. I don't even know about the castle part because that was all part of Dracula.
Yeah, huh, and there was all this lightning around it.
Well, no, I know, but and that is historical fact, but I do think that it was actually more in the literature and not in the facts.
Okay.
So
the real dude was just a mean ruler.
Yeah, he was like known for being like cruel because that's how he kept his
like
society in line.
How cruel are we talking?
Like, he'll fuck you up and like.
But how? Because like I've been to the Museum of Torture and there's some. Human beings throughout history have been very cruel.
Okay, so one of his most popular things is he would take over your village and then he would have all the men stand outside and hold ice cubes in their fists and they have to close their fists around the ice cubes.
That's fucked up.
I think you can understand.
Because it's already cold out there.
So cold. And I think you can understand that burning sensation. I mean, they said that they could hear the screams of men in the middle of the night.
I can't tell if this is real or not because now the more I think of it, the more it does
sound
very
factual.
Painful.
Very, very, very painful. Also, because sometimes those guys would have sores on their hands too, and that's
so
because
at first I was like, okay, he's going into bit mode. But then the more I think of it, I'm like, that is a really mean punishment.
It's pretty bad, right?
Like, and especially if you got killed after it.
And the ice machine was created in 1307.
Okay, tell me what really happened though, because I'm actually curious. And then you keep throwing it off.
So no, he was just very brutal and like would come into your village and like kill the shit out of you, and then like they would.
Oh, so like normal brutal.
Yeah. And then he was like, he would do like a lot of punishments to his own people and stuff if they committed crimes.
Did
and stuff.
Did he eat people?
No.
I mean, how is this different from than like a North Korea ruler?
It's really not. I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Damn.
So yeah, Vlad the Impaler was just a pretty brutal dude, and then Bram Stoker, he like, I think was it Bram Stoker, who's the OG writer of this shit? I think it was Bram Stoker. Mm. He created Dracula using the name Vlad Dracul because he's like, that's fucking tough.
Dracul does sound too cool.
Yeah. It's too cool.
Like Dracula.
Yeah, the Dracula part. But then they made kind of Dracula kind of a pussy a little bit.
What?
Yeah, if you watch some of those early films.
No, I mean, like, he's, he lures you in. I mean, and then that's how he gets you. He's like wrapping his tendrils around you.
I honestly think that the Count Chocula cereal brand ruined Count Dracula for me.
For sure. And like the Sesame Street.
And Sesame Street, the Count.
The Count.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a good bit, though. Can't stop counting. You just can't stop.
I mean, we got introduced to vampires very early because of the Count.
So, Nikki, what do you know about fucking mermaids?
Oh, my gosh. Everything. So, they are sirens of the sea. They lure men in. They're half fish. Fish on the bottom and then female on the top.
I don't have any of this information. I don't have any of this information.
Doesn't it come from Greek mythology? Hmm. Fucking sirens, man.
Siren. Oh, yeah, that's the thing. Okay. All right. Cool.
How much research did you do on mermaids?
I went deep on this shit.
Okay.
This shit's fucking interesting. So,
do you believe in them?
Do I believe in mermaids?
Yeah.
Okay, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
The year 1943. The Key Islands during World War II. Japanese soldiers were stationed in this area in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. And that's where they had strange encounters with fucking mermaids in the 1940s.
And they, well, like, they described these mermaids as being half female, half fish.
So they described them as manfish.
Manfish.
Okay. And they were described as being like 150 centimeters tall, having
how many inches is that?
I don't fucking know.
Okay.
It's tall, though.
I don't know.
Think about
when I think centimeters.
Think about 1 centimeter. Now think about 150. Woo.
Is that 150 inches? I mean, it's kind of like it, right? It's
probably
a centimeter is like a half an inch. I don't know.
Probably like as tall as Nate.
Why do they have to have so many measuring systems?
My brother Nate, by the way. I don't know.
So you called Nate tall. Wow, that's a first.
No, that's not that tall.
Well, you just said.
Yeah, no, I was putting down mermaids on their height.
Okay
so they described them as having spikes on the spine, shoulders, and neck. Not exactly the Disney mermaid.
What?
Yep.
And they so far I haven't heard how they know they're female, because it says manfish.
Yeah, so far I don't
know. Merman.
Oh, wait, what's that from?
Zoolander.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Okay, so they were said to have pink salmon-colored skin.
This honestly just sounds like a fish.
Oh, a fish that's 150 centimeters tall?
It's got spikes. Yeah, I mean, there's tons of fish that are that
and
big.
And it is walking around and shit?
You ever seen a bluefin tuna?
No.
It's not walking. If it's a fish, it's swimming. Well, it's
I assume
swimming.
That it has crested the water and it's like...
You think mermaids walk?
No, crested no? the water.
They sit on rocks and they look pretty.
I don't think these fuckers were sitting on rocks.
Okay, so that's why I'm saying this sounds like a fish. Just a straight up fish.
Well, let me describe it more.
They probably... Okay.
Okay, so they rather than having a fish tail, these creatures had long arms and frog-like legs, both of which had talons on the fucking end, dude.
Then that's not a fucking mermaid.
Oh, you know what a mermaid is?
It sounds like a freaking Komodo dragon or something. It sounds like a...
Oh, it sounds like a Komodo dragon,
well,
does
like,
it?
Okay, lizard, a tail, and it has frog-like arms and legs. That's a freaking lizard. That's a lizard.
The Japanese soldiers recorded many different sightings, say they saw some on land.
They saw a fucking crocodile.
And this, by the way, is from folklorethursday.com.
Well, one swims in the ocean, a crocodile or an alligator?
What are you talking about?
Crocodile?
They both do.
No.
They both swim in the
water.
No,
one swims in a lake or one swims in fresh water. I love how ignorant we are about animals and everything.
I don't give a shit about crocodiles or alligators.
Dude,
I've had it explained to me 100,000 times, I'll never fucking know which one's which. Crocodiles,
me
alligators.
Neither.
Whatever. That's my answer.
Everything they've described so far besides having salmon-colored skin sounds like a crocodile.
Basically, crocodiles are big as fuck, and alligators are like smaller ones.
Maybe
that's
it's
my understanding.
An iguana, maybe? Iguanas have spikes, and they're kind of... Or a chameleon?
Just let me describe a fucking mermaid.
Okay. It's not sounding like a mermaid at all. But okay.
The Japanese soldiers recorded many different sightings.
What year was this?
In the 1940s, during World War II. Oh,
okay.
Saying they even saw some on land... suggesting they were amphibious, but mostly seemed at home in the water.
Okay.
For one instance, a troop of soldiers claiming to be exploring some unseen land came upon a natural lagoon. Everything seemed very normal until they were suddenly thrashing in the water. All of a sudden, an orange eye-can jumped out of the water and onto a nearby rock. It turned and faced the soldiers to let out a gurgling, burping noise that didn't seem to be friendly. They then saw another creature moving smoothly in the water towards them as fast as any fish would. Not knowing the intention of the creatures, they started shooting at the rocks and into the water, only to have the creatures disappear from view.
Did it have a people face?
It had two eyes, a nose, and a mouth.
What kind of nose
and
mouth?
And it had DSLs, they say.
What the fuck is that? Dick sucking lips?
Yeah, they said it had DSLs big time.
No, shut up.
That's what it says, yeah.
How is this possibly a mermaid? This
roughly,
sounds like a
no,
salamander.
Listen to this.
They found salamanders.
Listen to this. The chief, one of the villagers requested if any of them had captured anything like this, dead or alive. And then the chief summoned the general and basically saw what they had shot with his own eyes. And he described it as a roughly 4'9" tall, pinkish skin, human-looking face with DSLs and
does not say that.
And limbs spikes along its head and mouth like a carp. So okay. Not DSLs, actually.
Well, actually.
No. So I misread that part. Sorry about that.
Huh.
So then he was trying to get, after the war, to get the scientific community to check that shit out. But they basically were like, yeah, right, fuck you.
Well, because like, if you look at like a lizard or a salamander, like it's got a head, it's pinkish skin. Like
not like a human.
But like what constitutes human, you know? Like does it look like...
Eyes, nose, mouth?
I mean, yeah, but everything has an eyes, nose, and mouth. My fucking cat has an eyes, nose, and mouth. It doesn't look like a people.
Sometimes you say it does.
No, I said the expressions.
And you know it.
Sometimes I know what they're thinking.
It's time to back down from that argument because you fucking know it. You talk about how they look like a people
like
all the time.
They don't look like a people.
Okay. So, 1967.
I better see some actual fucking mermaids
British
right now.
Columbia, Canada.
Uh-huh.
Not exactly known as being liars, those Canadians. They're very, very, very honest folks.
Maybe.
Okay. So, this is back in 67. I said that. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. The story goes, a ferry filled with tourists spotted a blonde-haired mermaid sitting topless on the beach. She had triple Ds, and she was eating a salmon fish and enjoying the waves splashing upon her. One witness said she was attractive and had dimples. Her nipples were pink. One witness said that her nipples were a darkish color. And
oh,
they were
pink or darkish?
Not as pink. Well, two different witnesses can tell two different stories. That's why you should never
this
use witnesses.
This sounds more like a mermaid.
In a mermaid trial or a murder trial. There was one photo taken of the event, which does show a blonde woman with the lower half of a porpoise.
Ooh.
A similar incident happened.
This is way better mermaid story.
A similar incident happened later that week with a mermaid spotting, but by that time, there were
spotting? Like she was on her period?
She was indeed on her period.
Okay.
No, it was another spotting of the fucking mermaid.
Oh, a sighting.
So yeah. I don't know why they said spotting. This is again, folklorethursday.com. Huge shout out. but by that time, there were plenty of skeptics who didn't think that she was real. Charles White from the Undersea Gardens financed $25,000 reward for the mermaid's capture and even offered room and board with special combs for the mermaid's pleasure. What the fuck?
He wanted to smash that mermaid.
He watched too many Disney
movies.
What a
sick man.
He watched one Disney
movie. He wanted
to
smash that mermaid. She was just enjoying her salmon lunch, and he wants to smash. And by the way, they found her in the ocean?
This is she was just lounging on the beach.
Okay, so how did she find a salmon? They're freshwater fish. This story is horse shit.
What are you talking about?
Said she was enjoying a salmon lunch.
How do you know that they weren't next to freshwater? This is near the main islands of British Columbia.
That's what I just asked you. Is it in the ocean or from...
It's on a ferry, bro. I don't fucking know where the ferries go and where they don't go.
Are ferries on your list?
Yeah, actually. But that's cool. Later.
Okay. Okay. Can't wait.
I actually want to keep talking about mermaids, if that's okay with all of you. I think.
Okay, did they ever find this lady? I feel like this poor mermaid.
No, and I couldn't find the picture
either.
Leave
her alone. I'm so glad she escaped. She was like, ugh.
I could not find the picture.
There's men watching. Ugh.
So that's very disappointing. But it seems to happen a lot with a lot of these different stories. Okay. So, 1998. You ever heard of Kailua Kona?
Yes.
Where is that at?
In Hawaii.
Okay, you better have known that. All right.
My mom grew up in Kona.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So there was a diver. His name is Le Shore. Okay? He claims he got the first ever documented proof that mermaids do in fact fucking exist. All right?
Do you think they're aliens? I think they're just...
Yeah, fuck yeah.
I think they're just aliens.
I think they're aliens.
They're secret aliens. Because I think there's a water base.
I think there's a water base too.
Yeah.
And that's where Colonel Fravor said that he heard eyewitness testimony from... people who were in the Navy.
Yeah.
And they saw fucking UFOs going into the water and coming up
and
out of the
water.
And I think
that, like, they're not just always having porpoise tails. I think that they just put that on to swim better through the water.
Dude, imagine.
But I think they just take it off, like how we take off, like, flippers.
Imagine how many people will be saying, oh, when a UFO does land.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're like, oh, okay, so that shit was legit. And then getting out of the UFO... It flops a fucking mermaid.
No, I don't even think that's part of them. I think that they're just using that to swim around the ocean and have a leisurely time.
No, because that would be a double O situation.
Like if a fish saw us with flippers on, they'd be like, in a wetsuit and a snorkel, they'd think we were a whole different species than what we actually are.
So you think that they put on like the mermaid costume to go swimming?
Yeah, like it's probably easier for them to get around.
I see. That's an interesting theory.
I don't think they flippity flop out.
I don't hate that theory.
Thank you.
I don't hate it at all. And I think it should be researched. Thank you.
Yeah, please. Can someone give a grant to a site? I think.
Why can't we give grants for shit like that?
That's what I'm saying. If I ever had any position of power, well, I think that's kind of probably what Elon Musk is doing, like going into space and exploring on his own. But like, if I had billions of dollars, I would 100% give a grant to some frontier scientists.
1,000%.
Yeah.
By the way, I love Elon Musk, but I think I'm disappointed. I don't know. I like to think that if I was a billionaire and I had a rocket named the Dragon, I would try to make it look a little more like a dragon. That's just me. That's just me.
True.
Very disappointed by that.
Okay, so tell me.
The Jack Diving Locker of Kauai is his company, Lekeur's company. Okay. He's 20 minutes off the coast of Kauai when he saw what looked like a nude woman swimming with a pod of dolphins. The woman was able to keep up the pace with the dolphins, which he thought was fucking weird. That's a quote. All of a sudden, she jumps in the air and he realized she had the lower half of a fish. 10 people on the boat witnessed the incident, but the mermaid disappeared after just 2 jumps out the water. You might think this is the end of the story. An hour later, as he was photographing some underwater life, that same mermaid brushed up against him and touched his dick while swimming.
What?
She said she just lightly...
Like she jumped up and like grabbed it really quick?
No. She was just lightly swimming by and it touched his dick. It was like when Lady Gaga was walking next to me.
I don't know what part is real and not.
No, remember the story when Lady Gaga was walking next to me?
Yes, I remember.
At the YouTube Music
There's
Awards?
A vlog that you can watch from the very early days of my vlog channel, youtube.com/Nikki. And we go to the YouTube Music Awards and Lady Gaga brushes past Steve and he's like, she touched my dick.
She did. She fucking rubbed right against my dick. You know, so there you go.
I got some words for Lady Gaga. Back the fuck off.
Call her Stephanie. Then she'll really feel called out.
Okay.
Okay. So he snapped some pictures of this encounter.
Are we going to see them?
I will show them to you.
His camera got destroyed mysteriously.
His camera was strangely completely wrecked. No.
It's like that alien documentary where he's like, I took so many pictures and then like they erased them. Let me see it closer.
Okay, I'm showing Nikki the photograph.
Yeah,
now.
We can put it on the screen
We can put this on the screen.
I just don't know anymore because there's so many mermaid costumes these days.
So for those of you who are listening, please go to youtube.com/Nikki Lima, right?
Nikki.
No, youtube.com/Nikki Lima where we post it.
Oh, yeah, Nikki Lima.
Okay, and you can watch it and we're going to put the photograph on the screen.
Yeah.
And I'll be sending that photograph to Mark.
Dang. Because there's so many like
she's silhouetted
costumes now.
That's how I describe it. She's silhouetted. We do not know anything more about it. Does it suck like, that she's silhouetted? Absolutely. It sucks.
Yeah, well, and also this is the 80s. It's like, I mean, movie magic exists. Like there are costumes. There are costume designers. There are wardrobe people that can make this costume.
Here's the thing. First of all, that's true, but I 1,000% believe this is 100% real. Secondly. You know why? Because it's way more fun.
For sure. No, I want to believe this shit too.
But dude, imagine having a diving company where your hope is to get people to come to your business. And what better fucking thing for a diving company than like, this is where we saw the mermaid.
Yeah. But then you'd also get kind of laughed at.
It's great marketing though. Laughed at? What? You're the fucking owner of a diving company. So what?
I'd be like, okay, but did you see anything real like a dolphin? Because that's what I want to see.
That is what people want to see.
Yeah.
So there you go. If you believe in mermaids out there. I have just given you a little bit of hope. If you're a fucking hater.
Merman.
If you're a fucking hater, you know, I just wasted your time for a little bit. All right? No problem.
Okay.
Okay, Nikki. What do you know about Bigfoot or Big Feet, as some people call him?
You got a Bigfoot. Who calls him Big Feet?
Big Feet? Many, many different people. But it's usually people in the Southern Hemisphere.
Is it the same as Sasquatch?
Sasquatch is indeed... the same.
Okay.
It's another moniker.
Yeah, so he's like a really tall, hairy dude and...
Or chick.
Yeah, or chick. I've only really heard about the dude one, though, I guess.
Same.
And then, like, this one... Okay, so this one, I don't really get the fascination because he's just like a really tall, hairy dude. Like, I don't get the fascination with. I don't care.
You don't care that perhaps either primate,
uh-huh,
or maybe even relative of ours, maybe the missing link, the first man,
yeah,
or woman,
yeah,
is maybe still out there breeding and roaming through the woods and attacking trailer parks sometimes.
Well, clearly they don't want to be bothered. So I'm like, I'm very just independent rights. Like, if you don't want to be bothered, I'm not going to bother you, dude. Like, hey, they've made it very clear. We're hiding and we don't want you to see us. We don't want to be bothered.
Well, Nikki, I respect them. If only you told that to scientists who were discovering marine life in the very beginning, because they don't want to be bothered either. But guess what? We fucking went down there, didn't we?
They didn't have a choice. They're not intelligent enough to be like, don't look at me.
They actually, if you go deep enough, they don't want you to fucking
actually,
see
it. That's true. The like octopi will like change colors and try to not let you see them. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? We non-consensually looked at marine life for sure.
We have to discover.
But I'm just saying, like,
we have to move forward and discover.
I guess so. Okay, so what happens? We find Sasquatch. We capture him?
Yeah, hopefully,
and,
yeah.
And in a cage, yeah. And then we put him in a lab? That's fucked
no,
up.
No, we sell tickets.
That's.
I want to see that
mean.
Fucker.
I hope forever we can't find him.
Oh, come on. Don't say that.
No, I don't want to find him.
Wouldn't you want to know that there's a missing link? Like, what everyone talks about, like, right? Everyone talks about, you know, with evolution, how did we evolve from apes? You know, all that kind of shit. What if we find literally the missing link? And it's like, yo, this is how. This is what happened.
I mean, why is he taller than us then? We evolved to be shorter?
Well.
Like, what?
Are you making fun of short people?
No, I'm just like, if, okay, biologically in human history, whatever reason, we breed to get taller. Like, if you go back 100 years, everyone's way shorter.
Some people definitely didn't pull that off, by the way.
Right, well, you know, it's survival of the fittest or whatever. Yeah. It's, but, you know, like traditionally or statistically, like, everyone's kind of bred taller. So why would we have, at any point in our evolution, bred to be shorter?
I don't know, Nikki. Why do they say that aliens are tiny? Because they probably don't need to use their bodies as much. Because probably when you're evolutionarily or when you technologically have gotten to a certain point, you don't really need to move anymore. You just need to be fucking smart.
So Sasquatches is... Oh, I see. So we're like more smart, but we're shorter.
Yeah.
And we're like, damn, I wish
we don't need
was a little
we don't need
taller.
All that body anymore.
Then why does everyone want to be taller?
Well, people want to date and stuff. And chicks wear heels a lot.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So that's really what's going on.
I honestly like being shorter.
Well, no, we know that because you're a chick, but dudes technically want to be bigger because usually chicks like you are like, oh, I have to be able to wear heels.
Like me?
Yeah.
I never. Chicks when do exactly I wear heels?
Like no, chicks like, I have to be able to wear heels.
My ex right before you was 5'6". And then before him was like 5'9". And I don't really date tall people. Like, I'm actually really anti-tall, and you somehow cross the barrier.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I really don't like tall people. I just don't.
You know? Okay, guys, we're many big feats are...
You have big feet.
I do have big feet.
Did I say that already?
Yeah, but that's...
I just want people to know.
It's unrelated.
Know what they say about a guy with big feet? Ooh, you think Sasquatch
I think
has...
he's got a huge cock, yeah.
Okay. No wonder he doesn't want anyone to find him.
They never find dick prints, though. They always just find footprints.
Well, he doesn't wear enough gray sweats.
Oh, that's true.
That's how you find the dick prints.
That's true. If Bigfoot had gray sweats,
yeah,
that's how we do it. So, yeah, so Bigfoot's found basically everywhere where white trash people are is usually where you can also see
and
a
aliens.
Bigfoot sighting. Very true.
Yeah.
But unlike aliens... There's, you know, not a lot of people who, let's just say, are credible,
mm-hmm.
Really talk about Bigfoot.
Okay, like I feel, yeah, because I feel like you could just wear some platform shoes and dress up with hair all over your body.
Yeah.
And walk around those places like this.
So yeah, that's the famous video.
And you would, and people would be like, I saw him.
There's the most famous Bigfoot video is... To me, it looks like a guy in a costume.
Yeah, I don't.
And he's waving his arms.
I don't get the fascination. You don't look that cool. Pass.
Just completely pass on the whole
pass.
Movement.
I'd rather see the Loch Ness Monster, to be honest. And I feel like Bigfoot's a waste of time.
Well, we'll get to the Loch Ness Monster when we come back.
Okay.
Because
thank you.
The Loch Ness Monster is a very interesting tale indeed.
Okay. And you got me.
We shall return on the Shit That They Do Not Tell You podcast, brought to you by Ass Lords on Stephen Comedy. Ass Lords, the show that tries to get you laid.
Big Mood didn't buy more spots because we don't really need that much press.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Thank you for supporting the show. And we are back, and we hope that you are having a good day. We hope that you went to our sponsors and that you purchased all of everything from our sponsors.
This is a mid-show motivational speech?
Yeah, and I hope that you're doing well, and I hope that you're having a happy time. And so we always wanted to welcome you back and say that we are going to be discussing the Loch Ness Monster.
Finally.
Which a lot of people know as Nessie. You ever heard of Nessie?
Yeah, but do you believe in the Loch Ness Monster that looks like a Stegosaurus, or do you believe in the one that looks like more like a Chinese New Year dragon?
Stegosaurus head.
Yeah.
And I think that the body's more like a Triceratops.
What?
That's what I think.
Like the spiky one?
No, that's a Stegosaurus.
Oh.
The body of a Triceratops.
I thought the...
Or perhaps a Brontosaurus.
Brontosaurus, that's the one I was thinking. But what's the one with the long neck?
Brontosaurus.
Yeah, so that's... So there's Loch Ness.
Stegosaurus has the spikies on the back.
Oh, I meant a Brontosaurus? Brontosaurus? I meant that one.
You meant a Brontosaurus.
I meant the one with the long neck.
Littlefoot.
I don't remember.
He's a Brontosaurus from The Land Before Time.
Okay, he long neck... And they eat trees. Yeah?
100%.
You're following, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they got a little tiny head, long neck.
You're perfectly describing it. What the fuck? Yeah, it's a
Brontosaurus.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's like one Loch Ness Monster picture that has those.
Correct.
And then there's like the other one that they talk about, but like it's like interchangeable almost. Like sometimes people are talking about Loch Ness Monster, and then the picture is like the undulating, like snake type one.
Yes. Like Gyarados from the Pokemons.
Sure.
He was indeed a slithery fellow.
Mm-hmm. He's all spiky.
Yeah, very spiky.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Loch Ness Monster, he's mm-hmm. from Loch Ness, which is a lake in Scotland.
Nessie.
Excuse me?
Nessie.
Yes, Nessie is another name for the creature. Mm-hmm. First sighting was 535 AD.
Right.
Pretty early, bro.
Which, okay. I could see like that silhouette of a Brontosaurus.
Yes.
Could be a
it's
whale.
It's a famous picture as well.
It could be a whale with its tail in the...
Okay, interesting.
You know, it could be something like breaching. Like, it I'm not convinced.
So there have been many, 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 many sightings of the Loch Ness Monster going back as far as 535 AD, right? Okay. But...
Did they describe the Brontosaurus kind or the undulating Pokemon one?
The first written account just says that the monster bit a swimmer and was prepared to attack another man. And then somebody commanded the beast to go back, and then it obeyed.
Oh.
So that is the first sighting of the Loch Ness Monster, right? And then, like, there's a bunch of other stuff. It's basically, like, part of Scottish folklore, like Santa Claus and that kind of shit for us.
Okay, good thing that guy was there to command the beast.
You know what I mean? But when you're a kid, didn't you remember kids telling you they saw Santa or maybe saw Santa and all kinds of shit?
Yeah,
yeah. It's like shit like that.
Yeah.
But 1933, the Loch Ness Monster's legend was starting to, like, pop a little bit harder, right? Because they had just finished this road that offered a view of the lake that was unobstructed. Okay. So now people have the ability to see more into the lake without having to be at the lake.
Oh.
And so this couple that April saw an enormous animal, which they compared to a dragon or prehistoric monster, and that it disappeared into the water after they saw it.
Was it this one or the Brontosaurus?
Well, they described a dragon.
So it's probably the snake one.
It's probably a mixture because dragons have dragon faces.
Yeah.
And then they have a winged torso.
Yeah, they have wings.
A winged torso. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they said wings, but they compared it to a dragon.
Okay.
So.
Are we going to talk about dragons?
We are going to talk about dragons.
Okay, tight.
Okay. So they said it just disappeared, and then there was reported in a newspaper nearby, and then a bunch of copycat sightings happened after that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been what's been going on since then, right?
Well, yeah. Because once, like, one person says they see it, the people are looking for it.
So the Daily Mail, UK newspaper.
Very credible source.
Very, very credible. They commissioned this cat named Marmaduke Weatherall.
Marmaduke is his name?
Yeah, it was 1933. Everyone's named Marmaduke.
But it's... Everyone?
Or Weathersby. He was a big game hunter. He was a legend of his time.
I want to name our kid Marmaduke.
We could name him Marmaduke.
Okay.
I like it. So he was, they're like, yo, we'll pay you to find this fucker. Go find him. Bring us his head, basically.
Oh, that's okay? So sad.
And then he found large footprints that he believed belonged to a very powerful soft-footed animal about 20 feet long.
I hope he doesn't find it.
And this is from Britannica.com, by the way, if you guys want to check this out further. But upon closer inspection, zoologists at the Natural History Museum, they were like, yo, these tracks were made with like an umbrella stand or an ashtray or like obviously it had like a hippopotamus leg as a base or some shit. Like, it was a hoax.
Okay.
And we don't know if this cat was just like, I can't find shit, so I'm going to make some shit up.
Uh-huh.
Or if he did it to get notoriety or whatever. We had
right. Written. Well, it worked.
It sure did. I mean, we're talking about it right now. So then 1934 comes along. This physician, his name is Robert Kenneth Wilson. Very, very plain, very normal name.
Yeah.
Much more sensible name.
Well, no one named their kid Marmaduke after that. He did not find the monster.
Well, this is only a year later.
Oh, okay.
I guess people got over it pretty quick back then.
Okay.
So he photographed the creature, and this is known as the surgeon's photograph, which I will show you. It appears to show the monster's small head and neck.
Mm,
so that is
the Brontosaurus one.
That is the Brontosaurus one, as you have coined it. and they printed the photograph, which sparked like the whole phenomena of Nessie and all that kind of shit. And a lot of people speculated that it was a plesiosaur. I think I fucking nailed that.
Okay.
And which is a marine reptile that went extinct 65 million years
Whoa,
ago.
Whoa, but that was a real animal.
That was a real animal.
Cool.
Well, they are speculating it from the picture, though.
Right.
But yeah, that was a real animal.
But if like, but that's what it looks most like, but that's an actual creature that did exist.
Yeah. And the scientists were like, you know, basically it looks like a Pokemon. That's what they said.
Okay.
Yeah.
But they're scientists saying it, not just like me or you saying it. So that's kind of more credible.
They're not saying it.
Oh, they're not?
Well, no, they're just speculating it from the picture.
People
are speculating, not scientists. Not scientists. Oh, though. Not
okay.
Scientists.
Then why'd you throw scientists in there?
I was just being a shithead. Okay. So the Loch Ness area now is just like fucking known for this.
Uh huh.
Like bunch of quote-unquote monster hunters love to go there and lose sure. every time. People go there with sonar equipment.
Dude, even if you go there and win, like, no one's going to believe you.
Nobody's going to believe you.
Yeah.
Until you fucking pull that fucker out the water, basically. Mm-hmm. I mean, bro, even if nowadays, bro, some of the stuff I see on Twitter exactly. videos, I'm like, nobody's going to even believe this
No,
shit.
Even if you showed me a video of it, I would be like, it's a robotic and animatronic.
I saw a video of a Coca-Cola bottle that got shooken up and stuck into a toilet, and then the whole fucking toilet, like, and then it spouted off, went throughout the whole, like, living room, basically, and the toilet exploded, and then the apartment exploded with soda water.
Oh, yeah, I saw something similar.
And I was like, God damn, that looked real, but it was obviously fake.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what I'm saying. Nobody's going to buy your Nessie story now,
Videos are so easy to manipulate.
Yep. So how come here we are 2020, can't get no footage of that Nessie with an iPhone 11 or nothing?
See?
Okay, so in 2018.
Uh-huh. Well, that's really...
very recently.
Yeah, very recent.
Researchers did a DNA survey of Loch Ness. Okay. Nobody's fucking around now.
Okay.
DNA?
Yeah.
DNA?
Yeah, get in there.
Hey, we're going to... everything in this fucking water, we're going to check out their DNA.
Hell yeah.
Guess what they found?
Nothing.
A paleosaur.
Shut up.
No, they didn't.
Aww. Yeah, why'd you do that?
I just wanted you to think the world was fun for a second.
He crushed it.
Just, how fun was it for 1 second? You thought the world could be fun again.
I would have rather stayed at a homeostasis level and not gotten too excited than immediately let down.
I understand.
You like deflated it immediately.
I know. I'm sorry.
Like, that's meaner.
Is it?
Yeah.
I should have let you live there for a second.
Yeah, you didn't even let me live.
I understand. No, so unfortunately, there was no signs of a paleosaur. There was no signs of any large animals. And they believe that all the sightings of Loch Ness have been the presence of eels, which they found.
So that's the undulating one.
The undulating one.
They can't keep like flip-flopping.
Probably just like a oversized eel.
But the eel can't make the brontosaurus shape.
Isn't that a motherfucker? So yeah, that of all these stories,
yeah,
I think that one broke my heart a little bit the most.
I think it's undecided still.
Don't you want to?
Mm-hmm.
But now that they've done a DNA survey, I'm like, well, but then do they have DNA of a paleosaur? They do.
They do.
Yeah, because we find fossils.
I'm glad you looked that up because I would have wondered.
I don't know
later.
If they have living tissue though.
Still.
But still.
They would have found some DNA that didn't match anything.
So unfortunately. They do have a technique for maybe pulling DNA from dinosaur bones,
mm-hmm.
but the way that it decays after death is so nuts that it's like going to be impossible.
So they don't know.
Yeah, they don't really know. So there's your one hope.
Ooh, okay.
They wouldn't have paleosaur DNA to check that shit out with.
Yeah.
So why are you even doing a DNA test of the water then, huh?
What are you going to check it with, huh?
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 That's what I think.
Exactly.
So... I'm going to tell you a story now. Have you ever heard about the Yeti?
Yes.
Okay. What do you know about the Yeti?
I mean, couldn't it just be a polar bear?
What?
There's certain ones of these
on
where I'm just like,
legs?
You know, I just don't care. like, you know, I think maybe I just don't care about like big hairy ones because I mean, maybe it was just a dude that was fucking big and hairy, like in the
you
ice.
You always say that. Look, yes, there are some big and hairy dudes out there who look very eerily similar to what the creatures we're discussing. But we're talking about people for like many generations talking about the same kind of thing and having their own encounters with this person.
Okay, this Yeti.
This individual. He or she, by the way. He or she, by the way.
Sure. Are you talking about Sasquatch or are you talking about...
No, this is the Yeti.
The Yeti, okay.
So the Yeti... is
I've seen the one at Disneyland.
Which one's that?
On the Ice Mountain.
There's a ride called Ice Mountain, huh?
No, it's not Ice Mountain. What's it called? What's it called? I forget now. It's been so long since Disneyland's been open.
Uh-huh. I like Desert Mountain myself.
You can't remember the name of the roller coaster either.
Of course I can. I fucking love that roller coaster.
Damn. I can't remember.
Well, it's easy.
Keep going.
Okay, so the Yeti, he is... from the Arctic region, many times, always found in the poles, okay. And he likes there to be cold, So this he is known as the the cold version of Bigfoot.
Is he the same as the Abominable Snowman?
No, that is completely different.
Oh.
The Abominable Snowman is a 12-foot tall snowman.
Oh, I thought it was the same.
Absolutely not.
Oh.
Completely different.
Okay.
So the 12-foot, we'll get into that one.
Okay.
Next probably, but it is a very, very large snowman.
Oh, shit.
Very oversized snowman.
And he just moves?
Yeah.
Okay. How abominable.
It's scary as fuck. Well, that's why they call him abominable, because you're trying to say anything and it comes out like abominable because you're freaking the fuck
huge.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just going like, abominable, fuck.
Yeah.
Like that.
It's a miracle that you even get to talk as a snowman. That's crazy. And people are calling it abominable? Jeez.
Tell me about it.
It's mean.
But the abominable snowman is known for singing.
What? Wait, no.
He sings.
Frosty the Snowman?
So no, that's a different one.
Oh, that's the only singing snowman I know.
That's a whole different one.
Wait, do all snowmen sing?
There's many different research on it.
They all sing,
don't
they?
There's
a
lot of different research on it. But yeah, so far the two that we know of do in fact sing.
Well, that's...
They predominantly
lucky.
Sing.
I wish I could sing, and snowmen can sing, but I'm not allowed to sing.
The difference is that the abominable snowman, he doesn't just sing Christmas songs, whereas Frosty only sings Christmas songs.
He sings abominable songs only.
I don't even know. They're all probably pretty bomb, though.
Okay, so the Yeti.
Okay, so the Yeti, right?
Make this one fast, though, because
this is going to be the rest of the show.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, I thought you were saying we were going to talk about fairies and dragons and stuff.
No, we are. I'm just fucking around.
Okay.
So there's a cat who was looking for a Yeti for 60 years.
Why?
And
this guy needs to get a life.
Dude, imagine being one of those Bigfoot guys. And you've been looking for Bigfoot since you were like 17 with your paw.
You got to be asexual.
And
right?
And then you die never finding Bigfoot. And then you convinced your kid that he needs to find Bigfoot.
God,
fuck.
60 years of not having any intercourse or interactions.
Well, we don't know if he's had intercourse or not.
Oh, true. He could have been hunting with a girl or a boy or whatever.
There's all kinds of crazy people out there.
Yeah.
All right. So check this out. That's like tornado hunters, dude. Those tornado hunter people, they fuck.
Okay.
And they get horny, too.
My bad.
Yeah, because of all the tension.
So they could be asexual or any other kind of sexual.
Yeah. Okay. So check this out. His search led to the creation of a national park. Okay. Yeah. Guess what? He also found a fucking Yeti.
Shut up.
Nope, not kidding.
Did he take pictures?
No, he
did not. His camera was broken that day. He finally found it.
This is from nationalgeographic.com, I will have you know.
Mm.
So this explorer, his name is Eric Shipton, he took a picture of a footprint of a Yeti. So
all these people got footprints.
Listen, they're very elusive.
Okay.
The photograph was taken west of Mount Everest.
Did you get DNA samples of the footprint?
Fuck no, of course not.
Then what the fuck are we even doing?
Okay, here's the thing. All right. What's captivating about the footprints, according to the National Geographic, hope that's okay with
sure.
you.
Sure.
Is that they're actually pretty sharp prints. Okay. Snow is hard, so the photo looks like a plaster of what the foot looked like. Okay. And the second feature of it that was pretty cool is that the prints look like a human footprint, but with a thumb. So it's like a primate-feeling footprint.
Are we sure he didn't spend 60 years building a mold?
You know something? That's very cynical. And nobody's hating on you.
Yeah, there's plenty of people doing that.
Nobody's hating on you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so...
It's the internet.
So this is... So 1954, Yeti fever kind of went fucking bananas, right? And that's... Wait, that's when the name for Yeti was given as the Abominable Snowman. Well, that's not.
See?
No, that's not true.
See, it is the Abominable Snowman. It's the same thing.
No, the Abominable Snowman is a singing 12-foot tall snowman.
Fuck you, dude. I hate you.
So this cat named Tom Slick. You're always going to trust an oil man named Tom Slick.
That's cool. That's a cool name. He's an oil man, too?
Right? Yeah. He's an American oil man. He... did several Yeti expeditions. He's a particularly bored person. And that's what it says. And one of them had 500 people helping, and they did 6 months in the field. And they even took bloodhounds with them. I don't even know what they told them to look for.
Yeah, exactly. So they didn't take pictures or DNA samples, but they brought bloodhounds. Also, I like how National Geographic was like, this guy took some really sick prints. check out these prints. Look how crisp the prints are. Like, they don't give a shit about him actually having a picture of the Yeti. They're just like, wow, nice footprints.
You know something? You just totally fucking debunked this whole article, and that sucks. I was going to show you the footprint, and now I already
I don't
know how you're going to react to it.
Fuck, I
already know how you're going
to react to it. I don't want it. I don't care about the Yeti or the singing snowman. I want to know about real things.
All right, we're moving on then.
I want to know about real things like leprechauns and fairies and dragons.
Okay, fine. We're going to talk about fairies now.
Yes.
Okay, so have you ever heard about the fairy incident of, like, I don't know, 1912 or some shit?
What?
Yeah, there's like these little kids who they're taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they found fairies, these little fairies, and like nearby, like next to a brook or a meadow or some shit.
Yeah, that's where they live.
Yeah. And they found these little fairies, and they took a photo of the fucking fairies, and you could see that photo.
These kids have access to a camera in 1912?
I don't know. They're probably rich kids.
Do they have to like pull the string and like wait for 3 minutes?
I think they had a more portable version then.
In 1912, really?
Well, dude, you know Abraham Lincoln, there's pictures of him and shit.
I know, but he
so
had
he
to
died
like,
in 1960.
Yeah, but he had to sit still and stuff, and like it was the...
Yeah, but they do by... Okay, so Abe Lincoln dies like 1864, right?
I don't want to know about Abe Lincoln. I want to
know but I'm saying... Camera technology had like fucking 50 years before it's 1910.
I'm just saying that, like, okay. I just didn't know that they had portable cameras in 1910. That's all.
They had a portable cami, okay?
Like, you don't see flappers like with portable cameras, you know?
No, you really don't.
So, and that's 1920s.
I think you make good points.
Okay, anyway, so these kids took pictures.
Okay, so these kids took pictures of the
fairy.
Very
wealthy people with,
and
wealthy
this,
kids with cameras.
When I say that this, like, went viral for the time.
Yeah.
It really did. I think I actually am fucking up on the date, honestly, but you know, I actually don't care that much about
okay.
the date.
Okay, fine.
It was in that time
That's
period.
That's fair.
Okay, thank you. So this went viral for the time.
Wow.
Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's like, the kids found
the
fairies
whole county.
On the shit. No, the fucking state.
Oh.
I'm kidding. No, the world. Everyone's talking
wow.
about it.
Wow.
So it was a hoax, though.
Aw, man.
I know.
Kids are really good at that.
They're epic liars.
Yeah, I mean, like... Old people nowadays, like, they can get tricked by these YouTube pranks. And, like,
yep.
if you're very old or incredibly young, you'll definitely get tricked by the cutting edge of pranks.
Tell me about it. You know, made me some money doing that.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, fairies, you know, if you're a fairy believer, I'm just going to say right now, I do not believe in fairies, personally. No, don't clap.
I know, I have to
clap.
You just said you don't believe in fairies.
You're reinforcing this thing that doesn't exist, and you're making people believe that fairies are real.
I hope they, I mean, I hope
when
they
are not
real,
I do not believe in fairies. Don't stop doing that.
You said don't stop.
I'm trying to kill them all, Nikki.
Don't.
I'm trying to kill them all out there.
That's mean.
So, yeah, I don't personally believe in fairies. That's just me.
I mean, I don't believe in fairies. Well, okay. Okay, wait, hold up.
Okay.
Rewind.
You have, there's a,
okay,
an
so
if. There's an if.
I think if you're going to believe in demons, like if you go that route, like more of the paranormal route of like different interdimensional
mm-hmm.
beings,
mm-hmm.
okay, I think maybe fairies maybe exist in that realm of like them being kind of cantankerous creatures that like, they're mischievous, you know?
Evil fairy theory.
They kind of, well, they're not evil. They just like mischief.
Tinkerbell was a bitch, though, for
well,
sure.
Well, they just kind of like to mess things up a little
she
bit.
She tried to kill Wendy multiple
well,
times.
Right, true. Tinkerbell, yes, she was very jealous.
She's a cunt, dude.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And she but she was hot. Okay.
She was pretty hot.
Here's the thing, though.
Great
like,
legs.
She found Peter first, and, like, Wendy was trying to steal her man, so. I mean, Wendy wasn't trying to steal her man, but.
No, she really wasn't.
No, she wasn't really.
Wendy wasn't really into Peter that much.
Yeah, Tinkerbell was just, like, getting super jealous.
Wendy was just using Peter to get back to Neverland a bunch.
That's true.
Frankly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Peter wasn't even that much into her.
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
He flew all the way to her fucking window every single time.
Oh, that's true. Well, come that's
on.
If you're following a Hook version.
Get real.
Okay, but let me just continue because, okay, so I think that in like a more ethereal sense, where it's not like little baby humans with wings flying around, I think maybe they're like the orbs like type thing,
okay.
Like where they might be like just a mischievous energy, you know?
I see. So
yeah.
Reconstruct in your mind what you think a fairy is.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not exactly hot chicks with wings.
Right.
So they can be dumpy fives.
And like the, you know, they live in the woods and it's like, you know how you're walking through a forest and like sometimes you're just like, ooh, this feels like cool here. Like, maybe that's, you know, the energy of the fairies in that area.
I love it. I think it's optimistic.
Yeah.
I love it.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if I would go the big, I don't put them in the same category.
We have to stop saying the fairies are hot, is basically what you're saying.
They are hot.
Yeah, but we have to stop saying
that.
Why
do we have to stop saying that?
Because when I imagine them in my head, they're so fucking hot that, but that's not what's probably real.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
You're
more orbed.
No, you could personify them that way. I feel like angels, for example, angels are probably hot.
I think angels are extremely
hot.
But
sometimes people just see an apparition of an energy and it's an angel.
But angels are more pretty than hot.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
Or beautiful even.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Fairies are mischievous. They're
fairies
like,
are trashy.
They're sassy. They're going to fuck shit up and they're hot. Like,
yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I like it.
Yeah. Dragons.
Okay.
On the other hand,
dragons are indeed, so everyone knows that dragons are, they are creatures that they lived until about 1940s.
Wait, really?
The last dragon died in 1940.
Fire breathing ones?
He could fire, he could breathe fire.
Because there's still dragons technically around right now.
Like, or did I say 1941? I meant 1841.
Oh. Like there's bearded dragons, you know?
Yeah,
like,
no, there's dragons.
There's
but the
dragons.
The last flying dragon died in 1841.
Flying and fire breathing, though.
Yeah.
They could breathe fire?
Yeah, of course.
You look like you're pulling your ears like you're telling a fib.
What's going on?
You're telling a fib.
No.
You're fibbing a little bit.
He was killed in 1841.
Okay, where's a picture?
They don't have pictures. They didn't have pictures back then.
Abraham Lincoln got a picture taken in the 1800s.
You had to stay extremely still. You had to stay extremely still.
So they can't capture a dragon and make it stay still.
They killed it with a catapult, but if
they killed it, where's the picture of the body?
First of all, the weapon melted because they used
what?
They used an ice spike to kill it.
Okay.
They catapulted an ice spike into its heart.
So where'd the body go?
It decayed very rapidly, they said, and it turned into ashes. They claimed that it turned
into
ashes.
You're yanking my chain, and I don't appreciate it.
Did I say 1841? I meant 1541.
I don't like it. What about leprechauns?
They're 100% real.
I think they're in the same category as fairies, where they're like kind of like demons, like they're kind of like interdimensional.
Why they all got to be mean?
No. I'm saying like demons are in the same interdimensional type of realm.
I think that they're nice.
Leprechauns?
Yep.
No, they're also mischievous, I'm saying.
I don't think they're mischievous at all.
I don't think they're mean or nice. I think they're mischievous.
I think they're straight shooters, and they tell you it like it is.
Jesus. All right. We're not having the same type of conversation. I want to have a diligent discussion about leprechauns, and you just want to make this whole thing a joke. I see.
Preposterous. That is a ridiculous accusation. Is there any of this that you do believe in, Nikki, particularly?
No, let's see. What did we talk about already? Yeah,
werewolves.
I mean,
do you believe in werewolves? Do you believe in mummies?
Werewolves?
Yeah.
No, I don't like the hairy ones. I'm telling you, like, every hairy one, I'm just like, that could be an animal or a person that's hairy. Like,
let me do chupacabra real quick.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, that was one of the ones suggested.
Have you heard of chupacabra?
I've heard, but I'm not familiar.
Chupacabra is a blood-sucking creature. There are versions of it that exist where it flies. There are versions of it.
Yeah, the mosquitoes. They're called mosquitoes.
Okay, true. There are versions of it that are grounded, that cannot fly. Okay? Think of
Please.
It. Okay, true. So, but the chupacabra, it's known for like killing goats and cattle and all that kind of shit.
Okay. Well, I mean,
sucking out their blood.
People do that.
True. Sucking out their blood. And it's basically a creature of the night that no one has been able to capture.
Wait, don't wolves do that?
So that's kind of what this is, right?
Uh-huh.
Is they've done several. They just interviewed a lot of people who have seen these things. And then
they've seen them?
Yeah. There's a lot of witnesses who are like, Chupacabra got my shit.
Oh.
Like, Chupacabra killed my goats and shit.
Well, I mean, that's those two things are different. One is seeing it do it, and you're like, holy shit.
No,
I
there
saw
are people
it.
Who have claimed seeing it.
Okay.
Because
the other one I feel like is more of a, if no one had seen it, and their goats just died, it's like, Chupacabra did it. And it's like a way to keep your kids in line. Like, you better not do anything because look at the Chupacabra's going to get you.
Totally.
You know, like that kind of
this
thing.
This is a bothy.
Okay.
There are people who have seen it, there are people who have just been the victim of it.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So how do they describe it?
They describe it both ways.
What?
Yeah, they've there's
what
been
do you mean both ways.
Well, they've all been all kinds of there's been all kinds of shit about it. Like where sometimes they're like it's a winged creature that flew in and fucking sucked.
Okay, but I don't know the both because I don't know.
Okay, so then it's exactly what I described. the land animal and the air animal.
Okay, right. But you didn't describe what they look like. You just said they fly or they are on the ground.
Okay, so imagine they have vampire heads.
What?
A vampiric head.
So a people head.
No. A vampire animal head.
Can you
like,
just
think
just,
of it? Think
what
of,
did the witnesses say? I don't want to. I want you to read what the witnesses say.
There's so many witnesses.
You're
going
to take me on a ride that
I'm
I don't
actually not
be
taking
on.
You on a ride. I swear, actually.
I want to get off the
no,
train.
No, they describe them so many different ways, but they basically describe it like two eyes, a nose, and a mouth, right? Like a snout and a mouth.
Uh-huh. A snout?
Yeah. Like a dog.
Okay, so a wild boar.
Could be. But it's called a chupacabra, actually. Right. So many scientists have,
shut up.
No, I'm serious.
I don't believe you anymore.
Well, no, they've described.
You cried chupacabra.
They basically described it as being dogs with mange.
See, I don't like it. It's like, it's just it's a wolf. Like, it's a wolf.
It's a dog with mange.
Yeah, a coyote.
Yeah, with mange.
Sure.
And mange is just like a skin condition, basically.
So, yeah, do I believe in that? Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe in coyotes.
Exactly. With mange.
Right. They're pretty mangy when I see them.
So, usually people just didn't know, or it was like an albino
see,
version?
See, that's what I'm thinking, is that most of it is like people just didn't know what that animal was yet.
Just like the eel.
Yeah. Or like it's a strange version of it.
Mm-hmm.
That like, you know, it had a deformity at birth or something, mm-hmm. and like they just didn't recognize it as being the same species.
Yep.
But yeah, do I don't believe in any of them.
What
no.
about mummies?
I mean, mummies are real. They just, I don't believe they come back to life.
See, that's what I think.
Well, I mean, they're in museums.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't even believe in mummies at all.
That's not true.
There's a lot of them.
No, there's no one that doesn't believe in mummies.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in zombies?
Of course I believe in zombies.
I don't believe in zombies.
Well, I think that we'll probably create zombies within the next 10 years or 15 years.
I think
years.
We're already zombies.
Oh, true.
Wow.
Damn.
Deep, right?
Like slam poetry deep.
Damn.
That was good. You're wearing the glasses for it, too, you fucking tool.
These glasses protect my eyes from blue light because I'm on the phone and this computer screen too much.
I see. Are they working for you?
I don't know. I mean, I've had 20/20 vision all my life, so I really can't compare, you know? So, you know, I just right, like, you know, on. I can see really clearly and
all right, we can change the subject.
I've never had anything impair that, but I wanted to protect it more because my phone was like, yo, you've been on me too long.
Do you believe in giants?
Yeah, you're a giant.
Well, but you do believe in the...
Yeah, I mean, like, there's Ripley's Believe It or Not photographs of giant people.
Yeah, but do you believe in, like, hill giants?
Like a community of giants?
Like big fucking giants that have clubs and shit.
Clubs?
Yeah.
Like a Jack and the Beanstalk giant?
Yeah, exactly.
No.
Why not?
Because that takes up too much space. Like, oh, we don't, like, if they existed, we'd have way less housing.
That's true. If they existed, then we could see them pretty quick, probably.
Yeah, exactly.
I see.
Yeah, I believe in, I don't know. I like to believe in aliens because that seems the most, like, feasible.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we know that there's different planets out there, and there's, like, just a huge, vast universe that's unexplored. And
that basically every government on Earth has now said that
they've seen UFOs.
Yeah, they've seen unidentified flying objects.
Right, which can be whatever. It can be military vehicles. But,
yeah.
But I think that one's more feasible. And then, you know, when you say something like mermaids, it's like, well, if you're going to believe in aliens or that aliens are feasible, then I guess I could believe in mermaids. Because some people that are alien aficionados describe some cultures of aliens as being tall, blonde hair, blue eyes,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so you're talking about a blonde hair, blue-eyed mermaid. Maybe she's just got, you know, her fish gear on.
I like it. That's a good theory.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can, my head can go that way a little bit.
It's a swimsuit.
Like, if you're going to already be on the path of aliens.
Mm-hmm.
But... as far as the other one, Abominable Snowman, like, get the fuck out. Also, Sasquatch, I don't care about you.
Jesus.
I don't care. Well, Loch Ness Monster, though, I'm down.
I think that the Abominable Snowman could be legit because many people have claimed to hear his songs in the night.
Okay.
So I think that one could be legit. But, yeah, most of the other ones, I don't think so.
See, I think a lot of this, if we ever found out aliens were real... a lot of this, I think, might be aliens.
Just fucking with us?
I don't even know if they're fucking with us, but like...
A 12-foot snowman who sings? They're fucking with us.
Oh, yeah, because they could appear as anything.
Exactly.
But, you know, like, there's stories about Mount Shasta and the aliens that live there supposedly have very beautiful singing voices. And those are aliens. Or, I mean, they're quote-unquote aliens. Whatever. We don't know. But, like, the mythology around that, I mean, I feel like if we did find aliens or they came out and they're like, yo, we've been here, I think that would explain a lot of these other things.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I think that even shit, when we do meet the aliens, even shit that they had nothing to do with, we are going to say that
they
had
I'm going to say that.
And they're going to be like, fuck's sake, we didn't do that.
I'm gonna be like, yeah, right.
Exactly. We all will.
It's just like when I found out that Santa wasn't real, I was like, okay, so the Easter Bunny's not real too? Okay, so then the Tooth Fairy's not real either? And they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then I was like, okay, so what about religion then?
Because yeah, exactly. That happened to me too.
And then it went all through that.
Yeah, yeah, same. And I was like, well, Jesus isn't real then. And then
they were choked up.
Like,
yeah,
what the fuck?
That happened to me too. I was like, so.
Like, no, he's a guy who existed. I'm like, so did Saint Nicholas, you fucking dicks. But you guys ruined his story,
didn't
you? Yeah,
and the Easter Bunny, and they're all revolving around Jesus. So like, what? Like, slippery slope, man.
Yeah, come on.
But yeah, I
dude, isn't it so sad that the original Easter Bunny only lived for like 2 years?
What?
Yeah, because the bunnies don't last long.
Well, they don't last long in the wild, but they can last a long time domestically.
Well, this one was in the wild, that's for damn sure.
Then it probably lasted like a day.
Easter Bunny got taken out.
Bunnies get eaten pretty fast.
Yeah, dude.
By chupacabras, aka coyotes.
With mange.
Right. All right, well, that was a fun topic. I'm glad we explored that because I like to believe, but I know.
I hope all you mermaid fucking really believers are really wrecked right now.
There's just horny dudes there. I bet you said that it was like in the 60s. There were all.
Well, no, 30s. 40s.
You said the 60s for
well.
That one.
Well, there's that one keeps.
No, you said the 40s. You said the 40s for the ugly fish one.
Yeah, yeah, true.
The 60s was the beautiful mermaid.
So you think it was just horny dudes making shit up?
I think it was horny dudes on LSD. I mean, like, you know, she had a fish tail. No, she didn't. You were on drugs because everybody was.
True.
And that's what I think.
Well, thank you all for listening to the Shit That They Do Not Tell You podcast, brought to you by Ass Lords, the show that tries to get you laid. And we just want to thank all of you guys for listening, and please check out our Patreon.
Patreon.com/sticky.
We post this show early there. We also have a bunch of goodies over there for you guys.
We have a bonus episode every month, and we have a couple episodes of another podcast that we do called We Just Woke Up. So check that out. All the links are in the description. And if you could be so kind as to rate us.
Yeah, it helps
so much.
5 stars
on iTunes. It really helps
us a lot. If you've listened to the show a bunch and you never rated us,
Please do that.
Please just do that.
And then if you're watching on YouTube, giving us a thumbs up really helps with the algorithm. And I really should say that in the beginning of the episode because, you know.
Oh, yeah, we never do.
We should do that.
We'll start to do that.
If you're still here, can you give us a thumbs up? Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks.
We love you. Bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.